God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me.
All right, so I'm going to teach you something a little different, a little twist on this song. For the ladies, we're going to do, all of us will sing, God is so good. And then for the ladies, you're going to echo, hallelujah. All right, so it's going to go, God is so good, hallelujah. God is so good, hallelujah. Raise it up a little bit.
Jesus is real.
Welcome to everyone to Concord, North Carolina, to this year's 1,000 Voices. I'd like to thank all of you for coming and being a part of this year. That song was compliments of Chelsea Church down in Chelsea, Alabama. They sing that way, so I thought that was kind of neat. And it also reminded me, some of you know, I was in Ethiopia recently. Sorry, I don't mean to be blowing in this. And one of the interesting things about the song, the singing there, was the song leader would ask the congregation almost every time for a request, and he didn't even start the song. He would ask for a request, and he may give some kind of pitch, but someone in the audience would actually start the song. And you know, sometimes preachers, song leaders, anybody who gets up front, some people may think that, you know, the attention's on them, and just the way that we are seated, it seems that way. We're up here on a pedestal, but it's really a neat thing to be able to get together sitting around or be among each other and sing. And that's what this weekend's about. So thank you all for being a part of this. And thank you all for traveling great distances. And I know many of you have spent a lot of money and time and effort to be here. So thank you for that. Most of the songs we're going to do tonight are new or newer. We're going to throw in a couple of just old favorites to give our minds a little break from trying to read music and follow that. So hopefully it'll be a good mix. And tomorrow it'll be more of a blend. This year I decided to go with some more familiar songs on Saturday, just so we're not distracted with some of the newer stuff, which can be more difficult. But tonight is more of a the core group, I guess, those who are interested in the newer songs. And so that's what we're going to focus on tonight. And I didn't bring anything up here with me, so let me just make a few announcements to get them out of the way. Obviously, yeah, I think you might take one of those. Like I'm a heavy breather. Sorry. As far as the schedule tomorrow, on this little flyer, it says 10:30, and I think on the website and some of my email communications, it said 10. So we're going to do 10 in case people will be there. And I'm sure if you show up at 10, we'll definitely do some singing. So 10 o'clock tomorrow is when we'll start. And we'll do about 30 or 40 minutes of some praise songs, some favorite songs. There are a couple who have volunteered to lead some songs, or some who I've recruited to lead a few in the morning. And then T-Bone will be doing our keynote talk at 11 tomorrow. And that'll go for about an hour, and we'll break for lunch. And then the singing in the afternoon will start at 1:30, and we'll go to about 5:30. So those of you that have been to the Cabarrus Arena, you know kind of how that works. There should not be any parking charges this year. But you do want to take some cash with you there. Refreshments and lunch is cash only, so make sure you take some cash. There is an ATM at one of the other buildings on the premises, so you have access to cash, but I know last year one of the ATMs was broken, so you might just want to grab some cash before you go. There'll be some lozenges and apples available, complimentary for your benefit. So, also, Sunday service is here. And I know on the flyer it said an 8:30 and a 10:25. We will not have an 8:30 service here at the building. There will not be an 8:30 service. So a 9:30 Bible classes for all ages here at the building, and then a 10:25 worship assembly here at the building. So 9:30 and 10:25. Also, I put it up today. If you want to go ahead and pre-order a recording, you can do that. All you need to do is go to the website. There's a link right there, and you can go ahead and put your order in. I asked for a $15 donation to cover that, and that'll get tonight's recording and also Saturday's recording, and we'll mail those out. I'm not going to give you a time frame, because as soon as I promise a time frame, I don't live up to that. So if you want to do that on your phones, on your iPads, whatever, that will cut down on the amount of traffic at the table. But if you want to do it old school and pay cash, that's fine too. Tomorrow we'll have a table set up with a couple of helpers, and you can place your order there and make sure you fill out one of the order forms with your address and pay your, and we'll have the ability to take credit cards if you need to do that. Also, if you want to keep one of the books this year, kind of keeping the same thing we've done the past years, it helps us with the expenses that we have, a little over $11,000 this year. So if you want to take a book with you, I just ask for a $10 donation to help cover some cost with the book and renting the venue tomorrow. And you can write one check or pay one time for a copy of the CD and the book, and try to really simplify all that. So if you do want to help out in some way, there'll be a couple donation boxes available tomorrow. Okay, feels like I make those every year, and I think I probably do. But I'll talk a little bit about the theme a little bit later. I know you guys came to sing, so we're going to do that. And for sake of time, I'm going to take my own initiative, and we're going to skip the first song that I was going to lead because I've talked too long. So we're just going to skip on past that one, and I don't have my agenda. The next song, I think, is Jay. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Is this on? Yep, it's on. Well, good evening, everybody. Good to see you. Great to be with you. Carol and I from Morehead City. For those of you that I haven't met, Jay Connor from Morehead City, North Carolina. And my wife, Carol, is with me. So I'm kind of excited to be with you. If you love to sing, say amen.
Amen.
I knew that was the answer, Corey. You wouldn't be here. And Keith Lancaster, that I think I'm pretty sure has arranged some of the songs that we're singing this weekend. Carol and I were watching a YouTube video of him earlier, and I love what he said. He said, singing is not for singers. Singing is for believers. Yes?
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool. Anyway, it's great to be here, and we're going to begin now. I think everything is on the PowerPoint, and we got our books as backup. But we're going to do if you're following along in the book, we're going to do number 151, Make a Joyful Noise. And let's get a chance to get over there. And Jeff has got a CD to play for us on this song so we can follow along. And so, Jeff, if you're ready. Systems or lines, the men only, and we repeat those first two, and then the women start coming in, and then from there. And for the sake of the integrity of the song, I'm going to stay with the men singing the bass because that's the easy part. I thought the integrity of the song sort of helped.
Praise God.
All right, let's turn back one page. Everlasting God. We don't get off that easy this time. This is a beautiful song, brand new to me. And so I tell you, before Jeff plays us the CD, let's just take a look at the roadmap so we know where we're going before we get there. So we're going to sing, and you look at my PowerPoint up here. We're going to sing the first two lines or systems, and you see the third line, you got a first and second ending. Well, this repeat on this third line just goes right back to the beginning of that third line, and you sing the second ending. And you're coming on down to the bottom of the page, to the top of the page, and you see the second system or second line on the second page. You see that DC right there? We're going to go all the way back to the beginning and go down to the third line of the first page again and repeat that third line. And then we're going to come down to the bottom of the page and we'll go over here to the second ending. But you see there's a DS on that second ending. So we're going to go back over here to the sign down here, then sing back up at the top, and then you see where it says go to coda, then we'll go to coda. So I'm sure that was very clear. Yeah, you thought it was clear, didn't you? Out of the bay or mouths of babes. Okay, so let's hear a CD, please.
Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord our God. You reign forever, our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not think you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord our God. You reign forever, our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord.
And we're going to not go quite as fast. We're not going to go slow, but not quite as fast. At least for my sake, not quite as fast.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord.
fit. All right, 146. We just give thanks to the Lord. It's a really easy song for us to learn. It's not that hard. They're going to play the recording now. Just keep track of it. If you get it through once, you'll know it, because we'll come through again twice, and then halfway, and then we will end it. So if you've got the recording, please go.
Strength will rise as we wait up. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
For he is good.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
For he is good.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
For he is good.
His love endures forever.
His love will
reign forevermore.
His power will
reign forevermore.
His grace will
reign forevermore.
Give thanks to the Lord,
he is good.
For he is good.
Give thanks to the Lord,
he is good.
For he is good.
Give thanks to the Lord,
for he is good.
For he is good.
His love endures forever.
His love will reign forevermore.
His love will reign forevermore.
Really easy. You'll hear the sopranos come in. And
the altos come in, the tenor come in, the bass come in, we're all together. And this is one of these songs. When we sing it in Seattle, I tell people, think of yourself just on a desert plain, and you're just singing this song up to God. So go ahead, you guys, cue it up. Okay, so 86.
Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of the King rise among us. Let it rise, let it rise. Let the songs of the
Let the songs of the Lord rise among us. Let the joy Scott White and my wife Shauna Max are here with me from Cincinnati, Ohio. For most of you already, but it's a pleasure to be back with you again. We're going to sing number 143 at this time. 143, Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross. This is one we did last year. Jennifer told me he really liked this piece, so wanted to do it again this year. Just a reminder, the bassists have a lead, and I will sing with them throughout the entire piece. It goes all the way to almost the end, to the DC, and then it repeats back to the very beginning and then makes its way all the way through to the end of the piece. 143. Shall we just sing this one, not doing a recording? I think that's the case. Okay, here we go.
Do, mi, so, mi, do.
Jesus, Jesus, dear to the precious cross, that's where the fountain is.
88. Number 88. You do not change.
Do mi so mi.
Words. So many things do change in our life, but God never does. All right.
Number 19.
Check, check.
19, I'll never weep alone.
Thank you.
Number 63. My sins, my Savior. These are words, if you've been singing from Songs of Faith and Praise, you may be familiar with them and maybe Praise for the Lord, those hymnals, but it's new music. 63. Because this is a longer piece, let's sing the melody only for verse 1 and come in parts on verses 2, 3, and 4.
Thank you.
I have on my schedule here from Jeff that we are now to sing an old song. And I think I Close My Eyes qualifies to be an old song. Number 49. So let's sing 49. I Close My Eyes. Most of you probably know it. If you know it, don't look at your book. It's hard to look at your book when you're closing your eyes. And Jeff says, let's stand up.
My prayer now,
Book 131, My Life is in You. And do we have a CD for this one, Jeff? We do. Let's take a look real quick at how we sing the song before we listen to the CD. The first two systems or lines, you're actually going to sing that three times. Repeat that three times. Sing it three times before you go down to the I will praise you with all my life, the next two lines. Then you repeat back all the way up to the top, and you'll go to the fourth ending on that second system or second line, and at the end of that fourth ending, we'll drop down to the coda, and on the last note, it's in you. We don't hold you. It's you. I think T-Bone used the word sharp. So you want to just, it's in you, and you're done. I don't know if they do it that way on the CD, but we'll see. So CD, please.
My life's in you, my strength's in you, my hope's in you.
So we're going to decide tonight what we're going to do tomorrow, okay? I think what they did is they, well, I like the men. They came in first, the first line through the basses. Then we went back and sang it a second time and a third time. And they went to, I will praise you with all my life, those last two lines. Then they went back up to the top, and they sang those first two systems, I think, three more times. Right?
Yeah.
They did that, didn't they? And then they sang those, I will praise you all my life again. Then they went back up to the top and they did it three more times, I think. Yes? I'm going to just watch the PowerPoint. So I'm watching the PowerPoint. So if I mess up, it's your fault. All right, I'll just shut my book, I guess. All right. This is nervous, I'm telling you.
Do, so, mi, do, mi, so.
My life's in you, my strength's in you.
Thank you.
follow the PowerPoint and you're good to go.